companions, believers, the stories we hear, the timeless message forever clear. The timeless message forever clear. The timeless message. The timeless message.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another beautiful episode on the Silsila, the Timeless Message. And mashallah, today on the Silsila, the Timeless Message, we are going to be discussing and talking about a very beautiful topic, a topic that is relevant much in our lives, subhanAllah, especially in the month of Muharram al-Haram. And with that being said, we are going to be discussing the virtues of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Yes, we are going to be diving deep into his biography, into his blessed life, into his blessed seerah. We're going to be mentioning about his birth, his childhood, subhanAllah, and much, much more, inshallah. So do stay tuned for that. But before we actually dive deep into our topic of discussion, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned that decorate your gatherings by reciting salawat upon me. For your recitation of salawat upon me will be a noor, a light for you on the day of Qiyamah. So, alhamdulillah, let us also be privileged by taking this opportunity in sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, first and foremost, we thank our merciful creator, our most forgiving creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for all of the countless blessings that he has bestowed upon you and I. And upon that we say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, ala kulli hal. In every state you may be in life, in any situation you may be in life, always show gratitude and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By you showing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will grant you more blessings, Allah ta'ala will increase your sustenance, Allah ta'ala will grant you more, provided in good times. We show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in down times we also show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is very, very essential in our life. This is very, very imperative and important that we implement, and together with that we inculcate it and teach it to our children, our spouse, our siblings, and our family members, inshallah. In the beginning I have mentioned regarding sending salawat upon the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is also a very beautiful deed, action, very blessed action that we should be doing on a daily basis, minimum at least 313 times a day. We should be sending salawat upon Sayyidina wa Mawlana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because this brings about barakah. You forget something, you send salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will remember it. You are going through financial crisis, you are going through debt, you are going through any sort of difficulty. You send salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with your eyes closed, with concentration, with full focus. And you would see how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam helps. Yes, it's a proven fact. There are many, many waqi'at, many, many narrations wherein a person was in debt and sent salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and they got relieved of their debt. So we too, we should always be sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So with that being said, let us all recite a very beautiful na'at in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, we would also receive thawab for it by sending salawat and durood-e paak upon Sayyidina wa Mawlana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadin. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadin. Sabse aula hua la hamara nabi, sabse bala hua la hamara nabi. Apne maula ka pyara hamara nabi, apne maula ka pyara hamara nabi. Dono alam ka dula hamara nabi. Salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadin. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadin. Khalq se awliya, awliya se rusul, ar-rasul se ala hamara nabi. Kaun deta hai dene ko chahiye, kaun deta hai dene ko chahiye. Dene wala hai sacha hamara nabi. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadin. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadin. Kya khabar kitne ta rekhile chup gaye, kya khabar kitne ta rekhile chup gaye. Par na doobe na dooba hamara nabi, ghamzaton ko raza mujhd dijiye ke hai. مجھد دیجے کے بے قصوں کا سہارا ہمارا نبی. اللہم صلی علی سیدنا و مولانا محمد.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. So yes, dear viewers of Madinah, we should always continue sending salawat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and through that you and I will gain barakah, immense barakah, in this dunya, in the qabr, and in the hereafter as well, inshallah. So yes, we are going to be discussing the blessed seerah, the blessed life, and the virtues of Sayyidina Imam al-Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah, the beloved grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose titles are Sitt-e-Rasulullah, meaning the grandson of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Rihanat al-Rasul, the flower of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now it's mentioned that Imam al-Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was born in the fourth year after Hijrah, on the fifth of Sha'ban al-Mu'addam in Madinatul Munawwara. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam named him Hussein and Shabir and referred to him as his own son. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahimahullah has mentioned something so beautiful. He says, Kya baat raza us chamanistan-e karam ki zahra-e kali jisme Hussein aur Hasan phool. Subhanallah, subhanallah. He says that, O Raza, what can be said about that garden of rahmah, that garden of mercy and blessings in which the bud is Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and its flowers are Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. Subhanallah, how beautifully encapsulated by Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmah. Subhanallah. You know, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the adhan in the right ear of Sayyidina Imam al-Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and said the takbir in his left ear. And he also gave, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also gave tahniq to him from his own blessed mouth and made dua for Sayyidina Imam al-Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And on the seventh day, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam named him Hussein, performed aqiqah of a goat, and then said to his blessed mother, Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, just like Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, shave his hair and give its weight in silver to charity. Subhanallah. When Sayyidina Imam al-Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was born to Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, so she asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shall I not perform the aqiqah of my son? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, first shave his hair, give its weight in silver as charity to the people of Suffa and to the other poor people. Now, ladies of Madani channel, subhanallah, it is sunnah to give charity equivalent to the child's hair in gold or silver. Right? It's mustahab to perform aqiqah on the seventh day after birth. And when the animal is sacrificed, the hair of the child should be removed using a razor. Charity equivalent to the weight of the hair in silver or gold should be given. And also together with it, after the hair has been removed, and saffron should be rubbed on the head, and one will be rewarded for this, inshaAllah. Now, subhanAllah, beautiful narration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that, I am from Hussein, and Hussein is from me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the one who loves Hussein. Hussein is a sibt from the asbat. Subhanallah, subhanAllah. Here, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhana'imi rahimahullah writes under this hadith that it is as though me and Hussein, now remember this is the commentary of this hadith by Mufti Ahmad Yarkhana'imi rahimahullah. He says, it is as though me and Hussein are one, and every Muslim should love both of us. Loving me is meaning loving the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is loving Hussein, and loving Hussein is loving me. And the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was aware of the upcoming events, which is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained such matters to the Ummah. Now, Sibt refers to a tree which has one root and many branches. So thus it is as though Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, my lineage will live through Hussein, and the east and the west will be filled with his offspring. And one can observe this today. There are many Sadat, there are many Sayyids in the east and west. And one can also see that there are few Hassani Sayyids and many Husseini Sayyids, which is the result of the statement. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhuma are the leaders of the youth in Jannah. Beautiful narration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi Rahimahullah states that those who die in their youth and enter Jannah, their leaders will be Imam al-Hasan and Imam al-Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. Otherwise, everyone will enter paradise young. Therefore, this does not necessitate that Imam Hassan and Imam Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma will be the leaders of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or the other Prophets alayhi salatu wa sallam. Another beautiful narration. Hassan and Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma are my two flowers in this dunya. Again, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi rahimahullah says that the meaning of this saying of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam means that Imam Hassan and Imam Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma are the flowers of paradise in this world which the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have been granted. Their bodies give off the fragrance of paradise, which is why the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smelled them both and would say to Mawla Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, Assalamu alayka ya Aba Rayhanayn. Peace be upon you, O father of two flowers. Subhanallah. In another place, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi rahimahullah says that it means just as the gardener loves the flower the most from amongst the entire garden, similarly, Imam Hassan and Imam Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma are more beloved to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam than the world and everything in it. Subhanallah. Offspring are known as flowers, and from amongst the grandchildren of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these two sons were most beloved to him. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So we see the views of Madani channel. These are so far what we are mentioning are the narrations. Narrations which highlight the virtues of Sayyidina Imam al-Husayn and Sayyidina Imam al-Hasan radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. Subhanallah. You know, it's mentioned in Mir'at that they are in the place of my sons. Meaning, Imam al-Hasan and Imam al-Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma are in the place of my sons, but in reality, they are the sons of my daughter and I love them like my own sons. Now, keep in mind that it is the speciality of Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha that her offspring are the progeny of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his lineage continued through them. Allahu Akbar. Imam Hassan and Imam al-Husayn radiallahu ta'ala anhuma are the progeny of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the source of his descendants. Usually, the lineage is through the father and not the mother. However, honor can be via the mother as well. You know, the word al can be applied to both, right? The children of the son as well as the children of the daughter. Subhanallah. Now, under the words of this hadith, O Allah, I love them both, so you love them also and love the one who loves them. Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi rahimahullah says that the purpose of mentioning this dua was to instruct Sayyidina Usama radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was present at that time, to love Imam al-Hasan and Imam al-Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, because loving them is a means of attaining the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now remember that true love is something that flows like electricity. If someone loves another person, he also loves his offspring, his family members, servants, and even his hometown. Now, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once asked who was the most beloved to him from the Ahlul Bayt. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hassan and Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say to Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, bring me my sons. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would smell them, would embrace them. Allahu Akbar. If he's of Madani channel, why would the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not smell them when they were his flowers and flowers are to be smelled? Subhanallah. His, you know, embracing of them to his chest was an expression of his profound love for them. And from this we come to know that smelling one's children, loving them and embracing them is a sunnah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Remember that after the Quran, the most authentic books are the six books of ahadith, which are referred to as the Siha Sitta, right? The six authentic books. One of these books is known as Sunan At-Tirmidhi. It's stated in this book that Sayyidina Mawla Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Sayyidina Imam Al-Hasan radiallahu ta'ala anhu resembled the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from head to chest. And Sayyidina Imam Al-Husayn radiallahu ta'ala anhu resembled the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from chest to toenails. Subhanallah, subhanallah. You know, just to give you a beautiful explanation of the ash'ar and the praises that Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahimahullah has written in the Shan of the Ahlul Bayt. Subhanallah, he says that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not have a shadow, right? However, the shadow of the illuminating Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could be observed in the form of Imam Hassan and Imam Al-Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. Imam Hassan radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would resemble him from his best head to his best chest, and Imam Al-Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would resemble him from his best chest to his best feet. Subhanallah. And Mufti Ahmad Yad Khan Na'imi rahimahullah says that remember Sayyida Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha completely resemble the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from head to toe, and this resemblance was distributed amongst her sons. Subhanallah, subhanallah. You know, innately resembling the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is also a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who changes an action of his to resemble the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be forgiven. So what can be said about this magnificence of the one whom Allah Ta'ala made to resemble his beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is why this hadith is brought in the virtues of the Ahlul Bayt. And that the one who loved Imam Al-Hasan and Imam Al-Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma loved me, meaning Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the one who showed animosity towards them has shown animosity towards me. Allahu Akbar. Another narration which mentions in Tirmidhi Sharif, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala befriend the one who befriends Husayn. Husayn is a sibt from the Asbaat. Another hadith mentioned in Faiz al-Qadir that Hassan belongs to me and Husayn belongs to Ali. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Here Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Na'imi rahimahullah says, the meaning of this statement is that the elder child belongs to the grandfather, whereas the younger child belongs to the father. And this division is to express honor. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Another beautiful narration. The one who wishes to look at a man of paradise. Or in another narration it states, the leader of the youth of paradise, then he should look at Husayn ibn Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So all of these divas of Madani channel are highlighting the virtues, the excellence of the Ahlul Bayt and that of Sayyidina Imam Al-Hasan and Sayyidina Imam Al-Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. You know, the wife of Sayyidina Imam Al-Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhu brought him a message saying that we have prepared some food and perfume for you. Look for people that are of a similar status and bring them with you, come to us. Sayyidina Imam Al-Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhu went to the masjid and he took all the poor people who were there to his home. The neighboring woman came to his wife and said, by Allah, poor people have gathered at your home. And Sayyidina Imam Al-Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhu went to his wife and said, I swear by the right that I have over you, I will not save the food and perfume. So she did not. And Sayyidina Imam Al-Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhu then fed those poor people, gave them clothes, and applied perfume to them. Look at his love for the poor, for the destitute, for the needy, subhanAllah. They don't look down upon them. They are also insan. They are also a human being. So we also need to learn this from Sayyidina Imam al-Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, that not to look down upon any beggar, you know. See to them, help them, give them something to eat, give them clothes, give them perfume. You know, you make them happy, this is a reward for you as well, subhanAllah. Because placing happiness into the hearts of others, there is a reward for that. Yes, most definitely there is a reward for that. You know, once a poor person passed through the streets of Al-Madinatul Munawwara and arrived at the house of Sayyidina Imam Al-Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, knocked on his door. Then he began to recite some poetry, right? And he was saying, the one who placed hopes in you and the one who knocked on your door, he is never hopeless. You are the possessor of generosity, rather the fountainhead of generosity. Sayyidina Imam al-Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he was reading salah in his home. Then when he finished the salah, he went to the door. He saw that a Bedouin, a villager, was standing before him, whose appearance revealed and showed that, you know what, he is poor and he's hungry. Sayyidina Imam al-Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said to his slave, how much wealth do we have remaining? He said, there are 200 dirhams remaining, which are to be spent on your family according to your command. 200 dirhams, which were to be spent on the family of Sayyidina Imam al-Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. But he said, go and bring all of it. For a person has arrived who is in more need of these dirhams than my family. So, what did he do? He gave all those dirhams to that poor person and said, take this and I seek your forgiveness, as there is not much and we have been commanded to be generous in every state. These are just a few dirhams, but if I had more, I would give them to you also. Allahu Akbar. Look at the statement of Sayyidina Imam al-Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. The poor person accepted the dirham. And he left in a state of happiness whilst making dua for him and praising him. Subhanallah, subhanallah, the use of Madani Shalal, charity, spending in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we learn from the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We learn from the blessed grandsons of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Imam al-Hasan, Sayyidina Imam al-Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah. So we too, we also should be generous when it comes to giving. We shouldn't be stingy, we shouldn't be mising with what we have. You know, in today's time and age, someone comes to your door and ask for something, then the first thing comes to a person's mind is, okay, let me go see what's there. The bread, okay, the expiry date is gone. Its bread is gone off, maybe 2-3 days old. There's some old food in the fridge or lying anyway. Let me take all of this. No one is eating it at home. I'm not eating it myself. Let me pack up this and give it to this poor person. Allahu Akbar. Would we eat that? No. Why? Because it's gone off. But we expect others to eat it. Allahu Akbar. So, we need to learn that when it comes to spending, when it comes to giving charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to give that which is best. Yes, ikhlas must be there, sincerity must be there. But doesn't mean you just give anything. No, you give what you love for yourself. The Quran teaches us that you can never attain true piety unless you spend that which you love. Yeah. So, you have perfume, you spend perfume. Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah, he would always buy sacks of sugar and he would give. When he was asked why, he said, I love sugar and so I'm giving sugar. So, we also need to do the same. Subhanallah, look at the generosity of Sayyidina Imam al-Husayn radiallahu ta'ala anhum. He didn't think twice. He didn't worry about himself, nothing, selfless. Giving for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making sure others were okay, making sure others were well. This is called a leader, leaves of Madinah. So we have a lot to learn blessed life of Sayyidina Imam al-Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. As of now, Yusuf Madani Shalom, we do have a beautiful kalam. Let us go and listen to this melodious kalam so that we can be rejuvenated, inshallah. And once we are back, we will continue further into this beautiful topic of discussion, discussing the virtues of Imam al-Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So for now, let us go ahead and listen to this beautiful kalam, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Tum par salam har dam, tum par salam har dam, tum par salam har dam, tum par salam har dam. Hai deen haq ke rehbar, tum par salam har dam. Mere shafi'e mahshar, tum par salam har dam. Is bekaso hazin par jo kuch guzar rahi hai, is bekaso hazin par jo kuch guzar rahi hai, zahir hai sab wo tum par, zahir hai sab wo tum par, tum par salam har dam,
tum par salam har dam, tum par salam har dam, tum par salam har dam, tum par salam har dam.
Duniya o aakhirat mein jab main rahun salamat, duniya o aakhirat mein jab main rahun salamat, pyare padhun na kyun kar, pyare padhun na kyun kar, tum par salam har dam,
tum par salam har dam, tum par salam har dam, tum par salam har dam, tum par salam har dam.
Banda tumhare dar ka aafat mein mubtala hai, banda tumhare dar ka aafat mein mubtala hai, rehme habibe daawar, rehme habibe daawar, tum par salam har dam,
tum par salam har dam, tum par salam har dam, tum par salam har dam, tum par salam har dam.
Koi nahi hai mera, main kis se daad chahun, koi nahi hai mera, main kis se daad chahun, sultan e banda parwar, sultan e banda parwar, tum par salam har dam,
tum par salam har dam, tum par salam har dam, tum par salam har dam, tum par salam har dam.
Bulwa ke apne dar par ab mujhko dijiye izzat, bulwa ke apne dar par ab mujhko dijiye izzat, phirta hu khar dar dar, phirta hu khar dar dar, tum par سلام ہر دم
تم پر سلام ہر دم تم پر سلام ہر دم تم پر سلام ہر دم تم پر سلام ہر دم
محتاج سے تمہارے کرتے ہیں سب کنارا محتاج سے تمہارے کرتے ہیں سب کنارا بس ایک تم ہی ہو یاور بس ایک تم ہی ہو یاور تم پر سلام ہر دم
تم پر سلام ہر دم تم پر سلام ہر دم تم پر سلام ہر دم تم پر سلام ہر دم
کوئی نہیں ہمارا ہم کس کے در پہ جائیں کوئی نہیں ہمارا ہم کس کے در پہ جائیں اے بے قصوں کے یاور اے بے قصوں کے یاور تم پر سلام ہر دم
تم پر سلام ہر دم تم پر سلام ہر دم تم پر سلام ہر دم تم پر سلام ہر دم
اپنے گدائے در کی لیجے خبر خدا را اپنے گدائے در کی لیجے خبر خدا را کیجے کرم حسن پر کیجے کرم حسن پر تم پر سلام ہر دم
تم پر سلام ہر دم تم پر سلام ہر دم اے دین حق کے رہبر تم پر سلام ہر دم میرے شفیع محشر تم پر سلام ہر دم
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ماشاء اللہ ویری بیوٹیفل کلام ان دا پریز آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سبحان اللہ وی آسک اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ ٹو انسٹل ان اور ہارٹس کمپلیٹ لو فار ہز بیلوڈ حبیب سیدنا و مولانا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم آمین یا رب العالمین الحمدللہ کمنگ بیک ٹو our topic of discussion in which we are discussing the virtues of Sayyidina Imam al-Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And subhanAllah, thus far we have learned so much from his blessed life, his seerah, from his blessed character. SubhanAllah, we see how he preferred to the needs of others over himself, how he was selfless, SubhanAllah. How he would, you know, make others happy as well. And there's a reward in those deeds of Madani Shana. You know, we often take this for granted, making others happy. You know, we often take it as something small. But the reward is so huge. The reward is so immense. You know, the narration says that when you make others happy, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates an angel from that happiness. And this angel glorifies Allah Azza wa Jal, praises Allah Azza wa Jal. And when that person passes away and lowered into his qabr, this angel goes there into the qabr and asks him that, do you know who I am? Do you recognize me? The person will say, no, I don't know who you are. I can't recognize you. So the angel will say that, I am that same happiness which you instilled into the hearts of others. And today, I am going to place happiness in your grave. Today, I'm going to help you answer the questions of Munkar and Nakir. Today, I'm going to show you your place in Jannah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. All of this, all of these rewards, just for placing happiness in the hearts of others. And this is something we learn from the life of Sayyidina Imam al-Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. You know, once a man by the name of Isam bin Mustaliq, who had hatred for Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, began to curse Sayyidina Imam al-Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and his father Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem in front of him. Now, look at the response and the reaction of Sayyidina Imam al-Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Instead of rebuking him or responding in kind, meaning responding the same way, Sayyidina Imam al-Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhu recited ta'awudh, na'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, and bismillahir rahmanir rahim. And then he recited these verses from the Holy Quran, which is bismillahir rahmanir rahim, khudhil afwa wa'mur bil 'urfi fa'rid 'anil jahilin وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنِ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبَصِّرُونَ. And O beloved, adopt forgiveness and command good and turn away from the ignorant. And O listener, if a whispering from shaitan provokes you, so immediately seek refuge in Allah. Indeed, He is all-hearing, all-knowing. Indeed, those who fear Allah, whenever a temptation from the devil touches them, they become alert. And at that very moment, their eyes open up. Sayyidina Imam al-Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhu then said, that keep a light burden upon yourself, and I seek forgiveness from Allah azza wa jal for you and myself. Alongside the Sayyidina Imam al-Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhu displayed so much compassion, gentleness and good character towards him that his hatred changed into love at once. And subhanAllah, he was compelled to say, وَمَا عَلَى وَجْهِ الْأَرْضِ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْهُ وَمِنْ أَبِيهِ. SubhanAllah, that there is no one more beloved to me in the world then Sayyidina Imam al-Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and his beloved father, Sayyidina Mawla Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem. Subhanallah, subhanallah. I know a beautiful explanation, one of the ash'ar of Sayyidina al-Hazrat rahimahullah, is that Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is the root and foundation of the pure Sikhs. The means of gaining, you know, proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the door to attaining the excellence, the virtue of wilayat, of sainthood, countless salutations be upon him. Subhanallah, subhanallah. You see also, that is a very important fact, the views of Madani, you know, that if something like that had to happen to us in today's time and age that we are in, what will be the reaction, what will be the response? Perhaps today's time a person may sway back, a person may react the same way. Today, if a person is given a stone thrown at him, he would pick up a brick and throw back maybe 10 stones. So, you see, today it's tit for tat. But look at the beautiful conduct of Sayyidina Imam al-Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He maintained himself. He didn't murder the character of those who were bad to him. And this is the important point. This is the important factor, that when someone is bad to you, you don't murder them by acting the same way. Because then you cannot achieve anything. You are not going to win. Can win with patience, with perseverance, by maintaining your good conduct, by maintaining your good character, by smiling, by speaking good, by speaking gentle and calm. In that way, the person, eventually, sooner or later, he is going to change. Sooner or later. Why? Because of your character. He's not seeing His own character in you, right? He's seeing your character in you, which is what's going to make Him change. Even if He doesn't change, He's not going to bother you anymore, because for how long will He go around carrying on like that, irritating you, troubling you, annoying you? No one, you know, there's a limit to everything. He's going to get tired, He's going to get bored, He's going to go on to a next target, He's going to go on to someone else. So, we need to adopt this beautiful character and trait of Sayyidina Imam al-Husayn radiallahu ta'ala anhu, to be forgiving, to forgive others, to benefit others, to help others, you know, not to keep grudges, not to hold grudges in our hearts. We should be of those who forgive, so that we can be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is very, very important, Ibn Zafar Madani Channel. You know, another beautiful incident, that the riding animal of Sayyidina Imam al-Husayn radiallahu ta'ala anhu was, and it once passed by some poor people whilst they were eating some leftover pieces of food. So Sayyidina Imam al-Husayn radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave them salam, and they invited him to eat, upon which he recited a verse from the Holy Quran, which is Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًّا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا. Those who do not seek arrogance in the land nor disorder. So Sayyidina Imam al-Husayn radiallahu ta'ala anhu dismounted from his ride and ate with them. After this he said, I accepted your invitation, now I accept mine. Sayyidina Imam al-Husayn radiallahu ta'ala anhu then made them mount the riding animal and took them to his house, where he fed them, gave them clothes, and gave them some dirhams as well. Allahu Akbar. This, Ibn Zafar Madani Channel, is the beautiful character and conduct of the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our master, the martyr of Karbala, Sayyidina Imam al-Husayn radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was a great worshipper, Ibn Zafar Madani Channel. You know, on the night of Ashura, 10th of Muharram, Imam al-Husayn radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to his brother, who was Sayyidina Abbas Alamdar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that this war should be delayed until tomorrow by any means, so that we can spend this night in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is well aware that salah, recitation of the Quran, making dua and seeking forgiveness in abundance is very dear to me. These were the sentiments of Sayyidina Imam al-Husayn radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the battle should be delayed so that he could worship. He could worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Love causes one to imitate the beloved. What is the state of our love towards Imam al-Husayn radiallahu ta'ala anhu? We should ponder and reflect. The 10th of Muharram al-Haram was the final night of the physical life of Imam al-Husayn radiallahu ta'ala anhu. However, look at his passion, his zeal for worshipping Allah azza wa jalla. Even at the time of his martyrdom, he was prostrating in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. So now it is stated in a beautiful hadith that a person will be with the one he loves. Now, if we claim to love Imam al-Husayn radiallahu ta'ala anhu with our tongues, but do not adopt the best ways of Imam al-Husayn radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then our love is deficient, because a true lover follows every action of his beloved. Sayyidina Imam al-Husayn radiallahu ta'ala anhu had adorned his best face with the sunnah beard of his beloved grandfather sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his father Mawla Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem also had a thick beard. We need to ponder as to whether we have the best sunnah adorning our faces or not. Sayyidina Imam al-Husayn radiallahu ta'ala anhu offered his final Fajr Salah in his tent in Jama'ah, while the enemies had surrounded them with swords from all directions. True love for the Ahlul Bayt alayhim ridwan is to follow them. Yeah. You know, the best life of Imam al-Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu teaches all of us that we ought to offer our 5 daily salahs in jama'ah, in congregation. And if time comes, we should be prepared to sacrifice everything for the sake of Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us true love for the companions and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim al-ridwan. As of now, viewers of Madani Channel, we do have a very beautiful clip, a very beautiful piece of nasiha. So let us go forward and listen to this. And thereafter, we will be back to continue with our today's topic of discussion. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Parents are like trees. They shade us from harm. They provide us with fruits so we can enjoy and grow up. Whether your parents are living or have passed on, don't forget to make dua for them. Supplicate for them. The noble Quran teaches us a beautiful dua. And it's, imagine if you make this dua every day after every salah, that Rabbi rahamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. It's a short dua, but very impactful. Memorize it. Learn it and make it after every salah. Oh my Lord, have mercy on them both as they raised me when I was a child. And also keep this other narration in mind that the greatest and final Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, has declared, when a person stops praying for their parents, their sustenance is cut off. Today, many of us are complaining, I don't have barakah and blessings. I don't see the blessings. Do I make dua for my parents? Ask yourself this question and make that dua. Make duas for them daily.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Very beautiful advice, a very beautiful nasiha by our beloved Mawlana An-Nawshar Attari, hafidhahullahu ta'ala, subhanallah. And this is something that we should act upon, you know, we should implement, we should actually do for our parents. We need to obey our parents, love our parents, serve our parents. And in that lies our salvation, you know, in this world and in the hereafter, subhanallah. So we should be those who our parents are pleased at. And we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to act upon this beautiful advice and to implement it and teach it to others as well, inshaAllah. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah. Coming back to our topic of discussion, in which we are discussing the virtues of Imam al-Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And thus far we have mentioned his beautiful qualities, his traits, his characteristics, his passion for ibadah, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, Alama ibn Asir al-Jazari rahimahullah says, Sayyiduna Imam al-Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would offer salah, keep fast, perform hajj, give charity, and perform all good deeds in abundance. And the son of Sayyiduna Imam al-Husayn, Sayyiduna Imam Zainul Abidin radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that my father Sayyiduna Imam al-Husayn radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would offer 1,000 raka'at of Nawafil Salah in the day and night. Allahu Akbar. And we see that Imam al-Husayn radiallahu ta'ala anhu was very fond of performing Hajj. And it's narrated that he performed Hajj 25 times by foot. Subhanallah, subhanallah. The Tabi'i saint says that I visited Sayyidina Imam al-Husayn radiallahu ta'ala anhu and saw that he was wearing an imamah and some of his blessed hair was showing from beneath the imamah. Sayyidina Imam al-Husayn radiallahu ta'ala anhu had an immense amount of love for his father, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which is why Sayyidina Imam al-Husayn radiallahu ta'ala anhu named all of his sons Ali. His eldest son's name is Ali Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The middle son is famously known as Imam Zainul Abidin. However, his actual name is Ali Awsat radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the youngest son is known as Ali Asghar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Besides Sayyidina Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the other two sons were martyred in the plains of Karbala alongside their beloved father. Now Sayyidina Imam al-Husayn radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, Man ahabbana lillahi kunna nahnu wa huwa yawm al-qiyamati kahatayn. Meaning, whoever loved us for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, he and us will be like this on the day of Qiyamah. And Imam al-Husayn radiallahu ta'ala anhu indicated with his index finger and middle finger. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Allama Abdul Rahman ibn Jawzi rahimahullah says that the entire army of Sayyidina Amr bin Layth rahimahullah was once gathered before him. And when he saw how vast his army was, he began to cry and he said to himself, only I was present at the martyrdom of Imam al-Husayn radiallahu ta'ala anhu with an army like this, I would sacrifice my life, my honor and my entire army for him. A saint of that time was blessed with the vision of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his dream. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, inform Amr bin Layth that we are aware of the thought that entered his heart and we have accepted his intentions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him immensely for his intentions and wishes. When the saint witnessed his dream, informed Sayyidina Amr bin Layth of these glad tidings, he was overcome with joy and he began to cry profusely. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Amr bin Layth, the same person, rahimahullah, was seen in a dream after his death and he was asked, how did Allah Ta'ala deal with you? He said, Allah Ta'ala forgave me. He was then asked, why were you forgiven? He says, Allah Ta'ala forgave me due to this good intention of mine. Allahu Akbar. We see, as we conclude the views of Madinah channel, that Sayyidina Imam al-Husayn radiallahu ta'ala anhu was 56 years, 5 months and 5 days old at the time of his martyrdom. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the complete love of the companions and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim ridwan and allow us to follow in their footsteps as well, inshallah. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Until then, keep watching Madani channel. Keep sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Companions, believers, the stories we hear, the timeless message forever clear. The timeless message forever clear. The timeless message. The timeless message.